Blog Talk Radio.
You guys get the point.
Hey, this is DJ Tetra.
And this is Dr. Bones. You already know.
You already know, baby.
You already know, Dr. Bones. So, it's a new talk show putting out here. A new one. Right, Tetra? The new one?
It's pretty new, actually, and it's pretty good from what I've heard.
It's pretty satisfying, if you ask me.
It's kind of like the Snickers. It satisfies you.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. It's beautiful, you know?
This is our first one, so it's kind of like a pilot.
So, yeah, bear with us if it's kind of boring, you know?
But it's not going to be.
It's not going
to
be.
There's the catch.
It's going to be. That's the catch. I just pulled the string out from your back.
Zoing.
Zoing. There, it's not going to be boring in your face.
So, Dr. Bones.
What's up, Tetra? What you got?
What do we have in store for these people today?
What do we have in store for them?
Tell me.
We have a variety of things.
Ooh,
you know
I love variety.
You know what they call that in the Chinese world? A poo-poo
what?
Platter.
Amateur hour?
We have a poo-poo platter for everybody.
Oh.
A nice poo-poo platter.
None of that. Not on the air. Dr. Bones, you need to calm down.
We have a nice poo-poo platter for everybody. Gonna be beautiful,
dude. I mean, everybody loves a good poopy platter every now and then, you know.
Everybody, it's delicious. It's like a smorgasbord. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Tell us, we're gonna talk about Tetra.
Oh, I think we're gonna talk about a lot of things, like what's going on in this world, what's going on in this town, what's going on in this house. Actually, I got a lot of juicy details.
Tell me. Let's start off with that today. What's we gonna start off with, guys? Juicy details you got in your house right now? You can tell me.
So, I don't think I'm a good brother. I mean, that's one.
Why not?
I was talking to my brother, and I was trying to get him hyped.
Uh-huh.
And I was
hyped
like...
for what? To take a shower?
Hyped to get ready for school.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, are you ready? He's like, yes. And I'm like, I can't hear you. Are you ready? And he's like, yes. I'm like, oh, I can't hear you. And he yells, and I slapped his ass. I was like, don't you yell at me. What's the matter with you?
You slapped him?
I mean, I didn't slap him. I slapped his pants, because
uh-huh.
That's where his butt's at.
His pantalones?
Basically. But, he started crying, and I got kicked out for a couple of hours. But, I'm back.
You're back?
DJ Tetra on the ones and twos.
What? That's tight, you know?
But, how is your house,
my
Dr.
House?
Bones?
My house is smooth, like a Cadillac.
Oh,
everybody's getting along. We cruising along. We getting by, you know. We sipping the orange juice mixed with Dr. Pepper.
Do they leak oil like a Cadillac?
Like what?
Do they leak oil like the Cadillac?
Lily Allen on a Cadillac?
Yes.
That's what you said?
This is exactly what I said. Whoa, Dr. Bones. Lay off the reefer, buddy.
Cost up a bone, you know.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Bones.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That brings us to today's big topic.
Ba-da-da-ding.
Our big topic today, Mike, the situation Sorrentino was kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my geez.
What?
I couldn't believe my eyes when that happened.
I couldn't believe that at all.
I couldn't believe my ears when I heard it, too.
Are you going to kick Mike Sorrentino on Dancing with the Stars? How are you going to kick him off?
I mean, that's a situation right there.
I think we got a situation on our hands.
Ooh, we do.
That's the thing we got. If you're kicking the guy off with, like, the most ripped abs you could wash your clothes on, you're nothing wrong, you know?
I mean, like, he was a pretty decent dancer, I would say. He doesn't deserve his twos and threes that he's been getting.
You know who should have got kicked off?
Who?
Ugly Rick Fox.
Oh, freaking Stinky Peaches McGee from Holes, that guy?
Stinky Peaches McGee. No, Stinky Sweefy or something.
Oh.
Something like that.
What's the thing called? Slurp? No, it's
Splooge.
Splooge. That sounds naughty.
Splooge.
I hate Rick Fox. I mean, you know, because he was on, like, the Kaka Lakers.
Exactly.
Sorry, Lakers fans, but, you know.
I cannot stand it. I know we got a lot of Lakers fans tuning in on this right now.
We do. I mean, you know, winning the championship like 2,000 times is only a fluke.
That's a fluke.
Know?
I like the Suns. Suns all day.
Ooh, Suns. Valley of the Sun.
Baby, I like it. Baby, I like it.
Oh. But,
day.
I mean, Dancing with the Stars is a pretty good show, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's a good show, you know. I watch it all the time. The judges are pretty cool. Everything's pretty tight, you know. I mean, it's usually good up until they kick the situation off. Now, guess what? I ain't going to watch it. You ain't got no bones watching it anymore.
I have to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to support my boy, Kurt Warner.
Tetra's a big Kurt Warner fan, which is pretty...
I mean, what can I say? Cardinals all day. Ooh. Did I just rhyme? I wish I could do that all the time.
Macaron, chacaron, if you know what I mean. You know,
dude, that means Jesus in Brazil, if you guys didn't know that.
Exactly.
But, I mean, there's some other decent shows out there. Dude, like the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Did I mention this Thursday's the season finale, I think?
Is it really?
Yep. See? Look at that. Tetra didn't even know.
Dude, I'm sorry.
He didn't even know. That's horrible.
Dude, Snooki, she was landing bombs on Angelina.
She was. Boom, boom, boom. Bomb on the side of her head.
I was surprised she didn't pull out of a pickle and just stab her with it, you know?
Stab
but,
her right in the ear.
Get the spice pickles, shoot them like shooting stars.
Like, hey, what's up? Bloop. Right in her ear.
Oh. is that the noise it makes?
Hey, J-Walk, come here. Bloop. She's done.
You know what else is a good show? Dr. Bones. If you stop coughing, maybe I can tell you.
Sorry.
I'm actually watching the UFC. I love that show.
UFC?
I love it.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't seen it.
Okay, I gotta hang up now, Dr. Bones.
Hey, that's right. It's okay.
This podcast is over.
It's okay.
But you know, what are some other things?
What are some other things
going on?
Football season's in full swing right now.
Oh,
yeah,
it is.
Jaguars are 3-2. Oh yeah, just saying there, guys. Because Jacksonville Jaguars are one of the best teams in the NFL. Just
but I think they're not, because I think was it last year that they lost? No, I think 2 years ago or last year. I don't remember, but I remember they lost to the Cardinals.
You guys gotta like remember that Tetra had like a loose like piece of like brain in his brain. If that makes any sense, and he doesn't remember things sometimes. Jaguars and Cardinals said last year. That's all I gotta say. It wasn't like 2 years ago.
Thank you, but they lost.
It still hurts, you know. So
does
that's
it?
What I remember.
But it's cool, you know. It's cool. They're not gonna play each other for like another 3 years, so we don't gotta talk about this.
You guys want to know something? I'm just I just laugh when I think about it. You guys know the song "I'm Too Sexy," right? You know that song?
Yeah, I think I do.
You know that song?
Everybody does.
Recently, this guy who thought he was so popular back in the day, released it in Spanish to try to bring his career back. Can you believe that?
I didn't even know that.
First exclusive here on the Dr. Bones and Tetra show. You ready for this?
Oh.
You ready?
Play it.
Soy tan sexy que mi amor, tan sexy que mi amor va abandonarme.
Wait, everybody, just wait. It gets way better, trust me. This is just ridiculous.
Dude, this is catchy.
Mucho pangalan.
Whatever that is, I want a piece of that.
I want a piece of that.
Woo-hoo!
Mucho pangalan.
That song should be a hit in Mexico right now.
That should be. Everybody should be dancing. Those miners that just got a chili. Boy, que texte mi amor. They should come out and just chalk out of that.
Dude, they should. But you know what else they should not do?
What?
Not drink the water because Mexico's filthy. Sorry, guys. U.S. of A. All day.
Yeah.
That's what I bring to this. Some charisma.
Charisma is the key to happiness.
You know what are some good movies out there?
Tell me.
Oh, one of my favorite movies, Juno.
Juno?
I actually love it.
That, my friend, is a great movie. Just, like, phenomenal.
But you know what a good movie that I had just saw? It's on DVD.
What?
The Killers.
The Killers?
I just watched it. Yes.
I didn't want to see it because I didn't think it was that good, but tell me more. Does it work?
I just watched that this morning, and it had a twist at the end.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you guys love the twist.
I love
it. Oh, ho, ho.
I love them.
But, you know, it's a good movie. Give it a 5 out of 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's my grading scale. I don't know about you guys.
No, that's mine, too.
But, you know, the only thing it lacks is charisma, because I'm not in there.
Oh.
You know? But
I know.
Other than that, it's pretty good.
Other than that, it's pretty good, you know? But I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know, but I think it's pretty good.
It's all right.
It probably sucks. We're not going to lie to you guys.
This was a lie.
So you know what song really gets me pumped up? And I want to introduce this to, like, America.
Go ahead and tell me.
Because a lot of people right now that listen. Have you heard that song, I Would Walk 500 Miles? Have you heard that song?
I would walk, yes I have.
When I wake up, well I know I'm gonna be. You know that song?
No.
No?
You should.
Oh, okay, let me refresh your memory then. Okay?
Okay.
When I wake up, well I know I'm gonna be the man who makes a mix for you.
That is just a beautiful song.
I mean, you know, it makes no sense.
It doesn't.
But
break those lyrics down. When I wake up, I know I'm gonna be the man.
But that's what I say every morning, you know, just to get myself pumped up. But you know, I mean, if I like to copy people, it's cool.
I guess. Well, I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Who sings that, by the way?
The Proclaimers.
Wow, more like the Copycats.
The Copycats, you know what I'm saying? Stupid song. Don't listen to it, guys. That's our gift to you guys. Don't listen to it, because that's just filthy.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should do some roasts right now.
Roasts?
Talk about people that we don't like.
You go first. Go ahead.
There's this cat that I know. His name's Raider Nation.
Raider Nation?
Yeah, he's a small little kid. I've known him for about a couple months now. And every time I look at him between you and me, I just want to stomp on his face until brains come out.
That, my friend, is just crazy. That's how people make you feel sometimes, you know?
I mean, he's so filthy. He stinks. He doesn't shower. He reminds me of a little guy named Pedro.
Pedro?
But that's for a different show.
That's a different show. Episode 37.
Yes.
Yes, that's what's coming around. Okay, let me roast somebody right now.
Go ahead.
Stinky, doesn't wash his hair, has back hair that's like thick as a forest, and I'm pretty sure he has a cross-eyed.
Oh.
His name's Walter. Yep.
Oh.
I just put it on blast right now.
Oh.
Walter, this guy. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, huh, Tetra? Who do you think he is?
He sounds like he has an anger issue, just from the way you described him.
We can't even say it on here because it's so explicit what he said to us, but that guy has some anger problems. We called him one time. It's like a normal prank call. Hey, what's up? Screamed at us. Yelled at us. Called us mean names.
I didn't appreciate it. I was like, whoa, buddy, cool your jets.
Whoa, take some Aleve and calm down, you know?
Wale, take it easy.
Take it easy. Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's what I'm talking about. We have a lot of things we can do on the show. We can prank call people, which we can do, which we'll do in future episodes. It's going to be amazing. Random people, so watch your phones if you know me. If you know Dr. Bones, go to Maryville High School. Hit me up, Dr. Bones. Where do you go, huh, Tetra?
I believe I go to La Jolla Community High School. That's the full name.
Sounds like a school for retards. Yeah.
Home of the Lobos. More like Home of the Hobos.
Exactly.
But if you know me, DJ Tetra,
DJ,
in future episodes, expect to get your phone blown up.
Blown.
Because I'm about to put a bomb in that.
Boom.
Shit. But this being our pilot episode, let's let the viewers know what they're going to expect besides prank calls.
Prank calls. You're going to hear insightful wisdom from me and Tetra. Wisdom that you're gonna think about. You're going to be like, whoa, that's really insightful.
I got to think about this.
Oh, that's really insightful, and that's crazy. And you're going to go and grab a piece of paper, bring it in your room, and start taking notes. You're going to start taking notes on our show.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Taking notes?
Dude, I ain't going to believe this. I just watched my computer right now, right? Just glad. It's a pilot, you know? It's a pilot. We have 12 people listening to this show right now.
That's 12 more loyal fans than I hope they're going to be for next week.
I hope so, because this is just crazy. And I,
I just did a cheesy smile right now. Hope you,
I did a cheesy smile, too. Beautiful. Just beautiful. And if you guys wanna message us, go to Blog Talk Radio, type in Tetra Miranda, and our site will pop up. Drop us a line, drop us a note. You want to hear any songs on our show? We got you. We got you.
You know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow at around 12 o'clock, Dr. Bones?
What are you going to do at 12 o'clock? Tell me.
I think I'm going to go watch the Jackass 3D movie.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a trip. I can tell you that.
Doesn't it look funny?
It does. It looks eye-popping, if you would say so.
Oh, pops your eyes.
Boing.
Jingle, jingle.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you know what song that was really cool today? I learned how to play.
Play it. Tell me what song, Tetra.
It's called I can't say it on the radio, but it's called F.U. by
CeeLo Green.
That nigga CeeLo Green.
That dude has some pipes.
He can't pipe, but I think he has pipes too.
He has pipes.
I think he could pipe too. Maybe if he wanted to. If he put his mind to it, he could do anything.
They got some pipes.
But I was on my guitar today, and I just learned all the chords for it.
Your three neck guitar I seen before.
You've seen it.
He has a three neck guitar.
And I was like, I was playing it, and then like random people started coming to my house. They're like
knocking
on
the door.
And they're like, "F you," and I'm like,
whoa, buddy, relax.
Hey.
Take it easy. You know?
And then I pulled out the AK and shot him, but you know?
That's sometimes you think and you're like, I don't want to do this right now. I do not want to pull the trigger. But they just do, you know?
Apparently today wasn't a good day because I had to use my AK, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Today was not a good day. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, it was a good day.
And I didn't get a triple-double, you know? I didn't.
I looked at the blimp and it said Dr. Bones and Tetra is going to be on today. So
exactly.
I was like,
I saw it and I was like,
How convenient.
Okay, I just want to say something really fast. I have to play a song that really grinds my gears.
Oh.
Like gears that haven't even been oiled up. They're all rusty. And
gears
empty.
For years.
Just like,
my color.
Makes me angry, you know?
Yeah, is it like a, I can't know. Sorry.
I'm gonna tell you.
It's not an appropriate reference. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm
going
to tell you what the song is. You ready? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to play it. You ready? Tell me to roll it. I'll roll it.
Roll that.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where function fits?
Run it on the
bit. Okay, I just need to say, what is this song talking about?
What is the Ritz?
What is the Ritz? What are you putting on the Ritz?
I mean, first of all, his name's Taco.
Taco. His name is Taco.
Come on, people. One of the worst Mexican achievements today.
His name's Taco. Like, that's like the most ridiculous name on the planet. You know?
You know what else is a bad name?
What?
Clarissa.
Clarissa?
Clarissa.
Clarissa?
Yeah.
That's an okay name.
And,
I hate Walter, though. That's the worst name on the planet.
That's the worst person on the planet.
Worst person, I ain't gonna lie.
To be honest with you.
Have fun in Iraq. Kaboom! What did you say, Luz?
Wow.
What were you saying, my friend?
Well, I'm done. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that horrible?
It was alright. actually.
Okay.
But, you know what else is, great?
What? 3-6 Mafia?
Why don't you tell me? Let me let you.
3-6 Mafia, that's amazing.
I mean, I guess, you know, two
black dudes. You know them guys that show on VH1? That was a good show.
It was all right.
It was a good show. You know, it's entertaining. Better than the stuff they have on there now. You tell me that. Who's watching that Chance? Chance the Real Show. Who watches that?
I think Chance is hilarious, but that's just me.
You watch that show?
I don't watch it, but I glance at it from time to time.
That show is just, I see the episode. They walked in this cave, and they came back, and there's crabs in their car. Okay, you're going to tell me a crab got up, unlocked the door with their crab keys, got in the car, and just sat there? Who does that? Okay.
I mean, you know, unless somebody doesn't shave their, you know, pubic hair, but that's another.
That's ridiculous.
That's the episode Pedro's going to be on.
I doubt that's highly going to happen. These guys are straight up, oh, let's go check out this cave, man. Got out of their car. Man, this cave is whack. Went back to their car.
Why is the cave so dark?
Why is the cave so dark, man? We're gonna get beat up, Chance. All right, man, get out of here. Went back to their car, and there was, like, crabs up the butt all in their car.
Oh, God. Little crabs with the little crab fingers.
Oh, there's
and the little crab hands.
There's crabs all in my car. Come see me, crab. Come see me. Come find me, crab. There's, like, crabs everywhere, okay?
You don't want no crab, I'll bite you back.
Exactly. Like, what? Okay. Okay.
You know what the crab's mortal enemy is?
I don't want no scrubs on TV. No scrubs.
You know what they are? Dr. Bones?
Scrubs?
No, it's Real and Chance.
The scrubs.
Oh. Looks like I've been miseducated.
The scrubs.
I don't want no scrubs.
I don't want no scrubs.
Oh.
What is that?
Oh. Oh, boy.
A scrub is a guy whose name is Chance. See that? First lyrics of the song.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said. A scrub is a guy.
Wow. I mean, you know,
see?
The media.
The media doesn't even recognize this. You know?
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous.
Did they cancel Fear Factor?
Did they cancel Fear Factor? Was that Little Johnny in the back? Little Johnny on the keyboards in the back.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, Little Johnny on the keyboard.
Hey, Little Johnny, how about you say something real quick? Ask them what you just said.
Did they cancel Fear Factor?
Little Johnny. All right, let me see here. Joe Rogan died. I don't know if you knew that. Joe Rogan passed out.
I think I just saw him yesterday on UFC.
That's not Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's Joe Hogan, right?
Joe Hogan.
Is that Hulk Hogan's nephew?
Joe Hogan. So, Joe Johnny, get your facts straight. Joe Rogan died, and it was really sad.
Wait. Dr. Bones?
Wait.
Go ahead.
One more time for Joe Rogan. Okay. What were you saying?
What did you say?
I said a moment of silence for Joe Rogan.
I thought you said you want to talk to Joe Rogan.
Well,
dead.
That's impossible. Jeez.
You know what would be nice if we could do?
What?
If we could have the viewers or the listeners. I'm stupid. Nobody's watching us.
No.
The listeners
all in here.
If we had the listeners, send us, like, some questions or just some topics to talk about, you know?
Really?
That would be nice. What was that? What kind of message, Dr. Bone?
What would you say?
What's the thing that can message?
Oh, Blogspot Radio. Type in Tetra Miranda. That's all you gotta type in, man. That's all you gotta type in.
Is it Tetra Miranda?
That's all you gotta type in. That's it. And you're done.
That's almost as easy as Walter's mother.
Exactly. I got people blowing on my phone right now. How old is Little Johnny? He sounds cute. What?
Little Johnny.
Little Johnny, get on the phone. Get on the phone.
Oh, hold on. Here's Little Johnny.
Little Johnny.
Hi.
Little Johnny.
Ooh, Little Johnny with the H-I.
That's all he has to say? Hi?
That's all he has.
Come and spit a line.
All right. Little Johnny, here's what you're going to do. I
have humongous balls. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. My name's Little Johnny.
Little Johnny.
And I have humongous balls.
Whoa! Little Johnny! Relax! Hey,
Johnny.
I can never take you nowhere in public. You embarrass me,
yeah,
Little Johnny.
You embarrass me with your crazy hats he wears. Little Johnny.
Whoa. Little Johnny. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, it's okay to say that, but, you know, other times we can't.
Little Johnny is dirty.
Get out, Little Johnny. Get out. I mean, you know, Little Johnny. I mean, that's what I think of you. You want another one? Come here. All right.
That's what you did, Little Johnny.
Sorry.
Get them slaps.
I mean, you know, slap, chomp, get slaps.
Tetra, spank him.
Spank him?
Spank him.
Ready?
You guys want, I can hear because I have another earpiece. You want to hear what Little Johnny's saying when Blonde's
spanking? Ow!
No, I'll play it. This is what Little Johnny's saying. Little Johnny's sticking the head.
Little Johnny loves that kind of stuff.
Little Johnny is sticking the head.
Oh, Little Johnny, you need to leave. Go home to freaking Nebraska.
Ketra straight up went, pop, pop. You know what he says?
Oh, yeah.
Little Johnny.
Oh, I'm just so sick of Little Johnny. So he's not even here anymore.
Step your game up, Little Johnny. Good. Stinking up the place.
But, you know who is here?
Who's here?
Dr. Bone.
Dr. Bones. You guys want to know where I get my name from? It's from a song by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. And it's a song called Dr. Bones. That's my name. That's where I get it from. A lot of people don't know that. That's where I get my name from. We'll play the song before the show ends in like a couple minutes, but we'll play it. But I just want to highlight one thing real fast. This Friday, what's the Friday? The 15th?
Yes, the 15th.
Trevor G. Brown versus Maryville. That's all I got.
Trevor Brown. I didn't even know they existed anymore.
It's Brown. What do you do, Buzz?
I mean, you know, that's just, you know, I mean, that's just the color of my caca, brown.
Flush it down, right?
I mean, if it's yellow, what do?
You let it mellow, like Maryville is yellow. Let it mellow. We're mellow, you know?
I thought they were gold, but.
It's yellow gold. Don't even trip.
Yellow gold?
Don't even trip.
Is it blue-green? Is that one color, too?
I pee gold sometimes when I eat gold flakes, you know?
I mean, and I pee.
Maroon?
I just pee in general, you know, when my bladder is full of urine and I use now to vent it.
Exactly. I cannot wait for this, man. That's going to be great.
Who's going to be there?
Who's going to be there? I know a couple of people going to be there. This guy named Tyler, he's tight.
Oh, yeah, that cat's crazy.
And we got this guy named Blas. I've seen this dude do crazy things. He's just crazy. He eats artichokes without even cooking them.
Dude, he's an animal. That's what I've heard.
Animal. And there's this kid named Rudy. I got nothing to say about Rudy.
I mean, I heard Rudy doesn't like to go to the fair.
He doesn't.
But, you know, that's just me.
That's just
what do I know?
Who's going to be there? This cat we haven't seen in a long time. What's her name?
Gala? No.
No, I don't think so. That's not her name.
Is it Gator?
Darth Vader? I think Darth Vader. I don't know.
Think so.
Darth Vader's going to be there with us.
But, you know, I mean, everybody's going to be there. Anybody who's anybody. Who's going to be there?
What'd you say? Oh, we only have 90 seconds left on the show, guys. But I just got a text right now saying, is Dr. Bone single? Whoa.
Is Dr. Bone single?
Is Dr. Bone single?
I mean, I thought I had him taken, but, you know...
Dr. Bones.
That's ridiculous. But, you know,
Dr. Bones is single. And we got 60 seconds, guys. I mean, it's getting a good 30 minutes, you know?
Today was a good show.
It was a good show,
our first show, basically.
For our first show, I mean, we topped out at 19 viewers. That's what we topped out at.
That's nice.
Topped out at 19. We varied from, like, 7 to 15 the whole way. Never went below 7. Everyone's level 7, and our highest is 19. I mean,
next week, I want a lot of listeners to message us and just to, you know.
Our next show will be, we're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to have another show tomorrow.
Expect some prank calls tomorrow, people.
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Tune in or don't tune in, because if you don't, guess what? Nobody cares, because nobody's going to talk to you, because our show's the best.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But Dr. Bones, it was a good show. I feel it. I felt it.
It was a good show. I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody. Applauses. Goes out to our tech man, Little Johnny. He did a good job.
DJ Tetra, he's out.
Dr. Bones, out.
What did he say? Tell you. What did he say?
Nothing.